Like we said before, all the 39 malachas of Shabbos apply to Yom Kippur. The chosh of the Shabbos potter will also come to Yom Kippur. Can all these abundance of Shabbos also apply to Yom Kippur? Ella, should the Shabbos then be skill of Yom Kippur and you don't be cursed? The only difference between the two is a punishment, and Shabbos is a death penalty, and the Yom Kippur it's kares b'day shemayim. The chosh should also the tablet of Shabbos also tablet of Yom Kippur, and also whatever you're not allowed to carry. Now, those are all the muktzah halachas of Platinum Kippur. Also, v'tiv l'kanev yerech. They gave a heter to the kanev yerech. The various perushim, what is the kanev is. Mr. Rubing, some say, was talking about that you remove leaves on the lettuce and cabbage so that they should be prepared to cut them up after Shabbos. Even though it's no malachah here, but it's still a chiddush because you're being toreach, preparing something for after Yom Kippur. And they prepare this so that you should not have to start from the beginning on Motzi Yom Kippur. You should be able to eat earlier. Be preoccupied with what's going to be on Motzi Yom Kippur. Other Zedek Liyav Yehra is washing it off. Kopan, the same idea that permitted one to do these things, even those for after Yom Kippur. And also with Tzoye Goizim, to crack the nuts, also should have to be Tereach. Nina Mincha Lamala. From Mincha Ketana, in other words, from the 9.5 hours in the day, is the time people generally start preparing for the evening meal. From that point of time, one can do this preparation. But Idna Nogules, and Mechaba says, this is the Tzadik Gemara, but the later generations were concerned that people are going to overuse this heter, and they asked it. The Ramah says, Nofut Lake of Yom Kippur Mutam Hatzlusu the Achas Atzor Halayla. On Shabbos, when you have a fire in one's house, then you're allowed to save food for Shabbos, but not for Motzei Shabbos. But Yom Kippur, you're allowed to save one meal for the Motzei Yom Kippur meal, because that's necessary to eat afterwards. Kamosh Matzah for Shabbos, this was a Simcha. If I was both Simon Shimlam and Dalet, Ketz and Nogim is Matzah Zeb Lake with Shabbos, we already learned in Simon Shimlam Dalet what to do when it's at fire in Shabbos, but in Yom Kippur, those are halachos apply to Yom Kippur. The Nogim is Yonogim is Sachem Be'egoizim, Ben Nuchat V'yodah, it's a meaning to let the children play with nuts, some type of a game. Today they use plastic things, and those days they use nuts, but not on the floor because you may smooth out the floor. You can let them do that. That meaning to play with nuts came about from the meaning of breaking open the nuts towards the end of the Yom Tov.